Welcome to In Plain Legal. I'm DNA High Easton, and today we're making the law something everyone can understand. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome to In Plain Legal. I'm your host, DNA High Easton, and today we're diving into one of the most common struggles for small business owners, bookkeeping. For so many entrepreneurs, messy books feel like a nightmare, drowning them in paperwork, confusion, and stress. Joining me is CPA Joseph Reyes, who has been in the numbers game since the late 70s. With over 15 years leading J.L. Reyes Accounting and Tax CPAs, Joseph brings not only decades of experience, but also a practical and proactive approach that helps people move from chaos to clarity in their finances. Joseph, thank you for joining and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, let's begin. I mean, many small businesses underestimate how damaging messy bookkeeping can be, leading to tax problems, legal risks, and loss of financial confidence. Why does disorganized bookkeeping hurt a business more than people realize, even if sales look strong?
Yeah, that's a good question. So just imagine that you sell coffee, a cup of coffee, mm-hmm. You have a coffee shop. And let's say you failed to properly price that cup of coffee. And let's say you're under by a penny. So all costs in, et cetera, you are not charging the correct amount. Or every single time you sell a cup of coffee, you're that much closer to going out of business or going bankrupt. So having great amount of sales, you could have a huge amount of sales going on, but every single time you sell a cup of coffee, you're losing money. Well, the sales could be great, but eventually your failure to keep up with costs and your bookkeeping is going to catch up to you and it'll put you out of business. So it's not the most exciting part of running a business, but at the end of the day, most of the time, people go into business to make money, unless you're a nonprofit. If you're in the business of making money, you have better know what's coming in and what's going out and what's proper. So yes, you can have a great set of books, a great set of sales going on, but if you do not have a good bookkeeping system in place and you're not on top of the money part, you're not a good business manager at the end of the day, and then maybe you need to get one, but you have to keep your books because that's where the money is.
That is probably the realest thing that you could tell our viewers, right? And I'm as you were talking, I was like, note to self, don't keep buying coffee.
Yeah, I have to cut down too.
But no, in all seriousness, though, having proper bookkeeping does help and makes you kind of stay on track with elevating your not even just your sales, but your books and your finances for your business so that you can keep profiting over the course of time. So that is really, really great advice. I mean, what are some early warning signs that a company's books are headed for trouble?
Yeah, there are quite a few warning signs. First of all, of course, you know, it's your bank account can be talking to you, right? If you're always struggling to make payroll or, you know, pay your bills, if you're always falling behind, that's a red flag, right? Mm-hmm. Now, most businesses at some point or another are going to go through those tough times.
Right.
You know, you could be growing. The business can be growing and you are making investments into the business and that's sucking up a lot of cash. But that's a one-off, right? But unless you're doing something unusual like scaling, if you're not able to pay your bills on time, if you're struggling to make payroll, if you are, this is my favorite one, if you're waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning in those night sweats, panicking as to what tomorrow's gonna look like, you've got a problem.
That's very insightful.
I see that all the time. I went through it myself. I see it all the time, especially with startups and small business owners. You know, it's just, the money is so tight, it's keeping you awake at night and it's creating so much stress. And It's usually because there's, the money part, something's going on. And if you're not doing the bookkeeping right and regularly, these things are going to come back to haunt you. And I might add, if you're not doing bookkeeping properly and regularly, you won't even know if somebody's ripping you off. Maybe you have a bookkeeper that's ripping you off, or maybe somebody at the cash register, if you will, is, putting their hand in the till. And you're not going to see the results of that for a while if you don't reconcile your books monthly. So it's absolutely critical to keep your eyes on the money flow.
You know what? That is actually, you're absolutely right, and I want to agree with you 100% because your body's going to talk to you sometimes even before your mind does, right? So when you're waking up with those early sweats, those are an early warning sign. The other side of it too that I think is really important is that, people don't realize that they could be so much in their business that they forget about the most important part, which is the bookkeeping. Because if you can't keep your assets kind of in line with along the lines of where you're trying to even scale, you're not going to be successful to even scale. Your business will be over before it even starts, right?
Oh, you better believe it. And when if you pay attention to the stock market and public companies, what do they all do every single month? And I've worked in public companies before in the accounting department. They close the books. They do their bookkeeping within 2 or 3 days of the month end, because they need to know like immediately where they stand. So it's good. It's a good business practice. Of course, they have to spend a lot of money on accounting staff, which I love, but at the end of the day, the most well-run businesses are watching the money, I mean, constantly, very, very tightly. That's the only way you can run a successful business.
Okay, and so kind of along those lines that we've just been talking about, I mean, if you can expand a little bit for me, like how can messy records create tax risks that owners may not see until it's too late?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm an accountant. I mean, I the reason I didn't know it at the time, but I was a young boy. I would count every penny in my pocket. I always knew what I had in my world, right? So if you don't know what's going on with your books, and if you don't know where you stand, you're going to have inaccurate data, right? And if you have inaccurate data, you can't make good decisions. So that's number one. Number two is if you are not keeping your books, and if you're waiting to the end of the year, which is a kiss of death in my opinion, but if you're waiting to the end of the year, you're going to be rushing to get your books done so you can do the tax return. So your purpose for doing bookkeeping is way off kilter. The purpose for bookkeeping is not to prepare a proper tax return. That's the final result. That's an end result. The purpose of bookkeeping is to make sure that if you have a loan with a bank that you have a loan covenant with, and they require you to be in a particular place every single month, profit-wise or gross profit-wise, whatever, or if you get audited by the IRS and everything looks like it's crazy, you're gonna have all kinds of compliance problems, And so I see it all the time where people are just like business owners are not paying attention to the books because they think, well, I'm selling. I'm buying. I got cash flow. I've got a business going on, but like I said earlier, you could be going out of business every single time that you sell one widget, one cup of coffee, whatever it is. So at the end of the day, I would say that that monthly bookkeeping, it doesn't have to be picture perfect because it almost never is actually, but having a good general idea of where you stand is going to help you make good decisions. Bad data leads to bad decisions. Good data leads to good decisions.
I love that. I'm going to start saying that to my clients. So, I mean, if someone feels stuck and overwhelmed, I mean, what's the first step towards bringing order back to their books?
Yeah, so you and I are very fortunate to live in 2025. I'm gonna guess I have a few years on you, but when I started accounting and bookkeeping, we used these green ledger papers, and everything was done with pencil and pen, and bookkeeping was not easy, especially if you had like a large company. It was just a bear. It could take months before you close the books and figure out where you stand. Today we have the internet. Today we have these wonderful tools like QuickBooks Online, Xero, FastBooks. There are many different online products out there that can help you get the books done on a monthly basis timely. And you can connect the bookkeeping systems directly into your bank account. And it's secure. You don't have to worry about, somehow somebody stealing your money. You can have your bank accounts, your credit card accounts, loan accounts, all connected to your books, and things can be automatically downloaded. So I would say the simple thing to do is get an inexpensive online bookkeeping system. Some are free. Of course, you don't have bells and whistles. Some are a little more expensive, like QuickBooks. I'm a QuickBooks Pro Advisor. I like the product. It's powered by AI nowadays. So it has a lot of great little capabilities to it and bells and whistles. But I would say start simple. Get an online bookkeeping program, connect to your bank and everything, download everything, keep your personal and business activities completely separate. Do not mix the two. That's the kiss of death, especially if the IRS ever comes calling. If they ever detect that you have personal expenses running through your business, that is a red flag. And then, of course, an IRS agent is going to say, well, if I'm hitting a red flag within a few minutes here, what else am I going to find? Do your books monthly if you can. If you cannot do your books monthly, then hire somebody to do your books. Now, I can go 2 or 3 months without doing my books, and I know what's going on because that's my mind. I mean, that stuff is bouncing around in my head constantly, and I check my books and I check my bank accounts and my credit card accounts daily. So I grew up, in the projects in New York City. I didn't grow up rich, so I learned early how to watch every dollar, and it never left me. So I'm so into like knowing, what's going on with my money, especially if somebody, dings your bank account or your credit card for something that they shouldn't have. I don't want to find out about it a month later. I want to find out about it that day, and I'm on the phone. But that's just me. But that's what I would say is like, don't let too much time go without checking your books, reconciling, keeping an eye out. Always be mindful that whoever's working for you, maybe they're helping themselves to your money. It happens all the time. And usually it's a bookkeeper who does that, or somebody, at the cash register. So watching it daily will keep you out of trouble. But that's really a good way to do it. Just connect your books to the bank, and every day download, once a month, have somebody reconcile. And if you're not a bookkeeper, don't do it yourself.
That
Because
is such great advice. That is such great advice.
it's not math. It's not mathematics.
Right.
Bookkeeping is a whole new set of rules that you got to know. So
Exactly. Exactly. So, viewers, if you're listening, you have to make sure that you hire the proper help and listen to all this advice that Joseph just provided us. Up next, Joseph explains how to deal with one of the scariest moments for any business owner, getting that dreaded letter from the IRS. Stay with us. We'll be right back with clear explanations, practical advice, and the legal insights you need without the jargon. This is In Plain Legal on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm DNA High Easton, and you're watching In Plain Legal on Now Media Television. Let's continue breaking down the law together. Welcome back to In Plain Legal. Want more of what you're watching? Stay connected to In Plain Legal and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, you can also watch the podcast version right from our website at www.nowmediatv. From business and news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. Welcome back. I'm here with CPA Joseph Reyes, and this time we're talking about something every business owner dreads, tax problems. That letter from the IRS can feel like a dark cloud hanging over your head, but Joseph is here to share how to face those issues with clarity and confidence. Small business owners fear IRS mistakes or back taxes, often leading to stress and avoidance instead of resolution. So, Joseph, what common mistakes land small business owners in hot water with the IRS?
So there's one big mistake that people make. It seems like a small mistake, but it's actually a big mistake. And that is ignoring that letter that comes in the mail. I don't know about anybody else, but if I come home to a pile of mail and there's a letter from the IRS, it is not the last thing I'm going to open up. It is the very first thing I'm going to open up. And I have found in my many years of working with the tax clients and the IRS, that there are two types of people. One type will open up an IRS letter immediately, and then there's the other type that will think it's going to go away by not opening up that letter. The IRS agents absolutely despise being ignored. That is what gets people into trouble. I have talked to many IRS agents, and it has been a rare occurrence that I am talking to a hostile, I'm going to get you cut the throat type of tax agent. Usually they want to work with you. They want to hear you out. If there's an issue that has to be tended to, they'll explain it to you. They're generally, I think, trained to be respectful. But I have found that the one number one mistake is people ignore the IRS, or the second thing is they think they know what the letter is about, and it happens all the time. I get a call and say, "I'm being audited. I'm being audited." I'm like, "Why? What's going on? Send me the letter." And they're not being audited. They just got a letter saying, "Hey, we have a question about something that's missing on your tax return, or we got a, there's something off here. You made a miscalculation, or can you confirm this, or can you confirm that?" That's not an audit. That's just a correspondence request, So. Another big mistake people make is that they jump the gun, they think they're being audited, and they get panicked, they go crazy over it, and then they think it's going to be expensive to get representation, like a CPA, may charge $300 an hour for his time, his her time, and they're like, "Oh, I don't want to do this," and then they try to figure it out on their own. They try calling the IRS, which, good luck with that nowadays, Before the shutdown, it was hard to get to the IRS. Now it's like impossible. So I would say, don't ignore the IRS. Get the letter, tend to it. Whoever prepared the tax return that letter pertains to, you need to contact that person and say, "Hey, what's this about? Can you help me out? Give me some advice and recommendations," and go from there. Don't do it yourself, unless it's super, super easy. Like you forgot to put a W-2 on your income tax return. Then yeah, okay, that's easy, right? But if you own a business and there's something wrong with your balance sheet or P&L, as it turns out, as it's reported in your tax return, talk to the person who prepared that tax return.
That, thank you for sharing that. So you heard that here, folks, okay? Don't ignore the letter. First and foremost, don't ignore the letter because it's going to lead you and guide you to the next possible steps that you need. But obviously, this is where you were talking about earlier in our show, that having proper bookkeeping and making sure you're doing what you're supposed to can help you so that you don't feel that angst and that anxiety, right? When you get that letter from the IRS, because you're like, you know what? I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I can address this and I won't be afraid about it. So,
Exactly. Well said. Yeah.
thank you. Well, on that kind of tip, what options does a business owner have if they owe more than they can pay?
I see it all the time, and I would say that again, the IRS will work with you. Their job is to collect the money, right? So if they can't collect it in one shot, they're going to ask you, "Well, how do you think you're going to pay for it?" So you get a letter or whatever, you pick up the phone, call, or you respond in writing, or you talk to the tax preparer or somebody who has experience working with the IRS. I have worked with the IRS many, many times. I have done tax resolution work in the past, and I have been able to, work out a deal. In extreme cases, you work out a deal like, "Hey, the client can't meet this payment. Would you accept this A, B, C, or D? Or can we get a payment plan? Can we get an installment agreement? Can we not sell, have to force him to sell his house, in order to come up with the money?" Because the IRS, they will take your property if you don't come up with a satisfactory way of paying what you owe. Generally speaking, that's the extreme, and I've not seen that very often. But if somebody owns two houses and they have, a lot of things going on, and they can't make a payment of $100,000, then the IRS will say, "Well, you don't really need two houses, do you?" So I would say, talk to the IRS. Again, it's disrespectful to the IRS to not respond to their letters. It's disrespectful to the agent that actually sent you that letter, and it's unnecessary to ignore them. Just pick up the phone or talk to a CPA who specializes in dealing with the IRS, and you will be surprised at what you can accomplish when you don't have the funds to pay.
That makes a lot of sense. So, I mean, it's always good to call the IRS if, you're dealing with it on your own, but obviously having a CPA to help negotiate or resolve those tax disputes with the IRS is probably a little bit more beneficial and more in your best interest because you guys are used to dealing with the IRS on a regular basis and they're willing to kind of negotiate with CPAs a little bit more than maybe the average person, would you say?
No doubt about it. There are things that you don't know. There's processes in place for addressing underpayment or amounts owed, and there's another set of tax professionals who are specifically trained on dealing with the IRS, and those are called enrolled agents. Now, enrolled agents are not always CPAs, but they are specifically trained in IRS resolution work. And whereas CPAs, we have a broad area of training, but enrolled agents, CPAs who specialize in this area, will work through that for you and can do a very good job. And it won't always be as dire as you think it is. And in worst case scenario, you may need a tax lawyer. I refer people to tax lawyers all the time, because that sometimes is a dire situation.
That's great. And for my viewers, I have to let you know I'm not a tax attorney, but I can refer you out to the proper one, and so can Joseph. So, I mean, how do you guide clients through the emotional stress that comes with tax issues?
Well, you're a lawyer, so your world has its own jargon, right? You have lawyer terms and processes. Same things with doctors, and the same thing with lawyers. Every industry, every professional has that. So we translate your tax issues into everyday English so that you understand what's going on, and you should not jump the gun. And I got to say, with AI nowadays, you don't even need to call your accountant. You can just take that letter, type a question into ChatGPT 5, and it'll give you a real quick rundown as to what you're facing. And then you can do your own homework, and that saves the hourly billing that you may get from a professional. But then, of course, then you contact a tax professional to walk you through that these are the things that you may not know about. These are the things I know from my experience. And sometimes, you got to have people skills. I once had a client that he got a letter from the IRS, and he gave it to his tax lawyer, who had zero people skills. And the guy just was so nasty with the IRS agent. The IRS agent said, "You know what? We're going to audit your client, full audit." So instead of owing a few thousand dollars, he wound up owing $100,000, because they just went to town on his tax return, going back years. So you want to make sure that the tax professional you're working with has some people skills, some empathy and respect, so we translate the code into modern day English so that you understand what's going on. We give you we bring you you know get you down off the cliff, off the and just calm you down and say, "Here's what we're going to do," and then you just do it. So it's not dire, unless you're doing something that lands you in, that lands you in jail, right? But
Yeah, right. Right.
that's
And
my take
that
on it.
the beautiful thing about that though is knowledge is power, right? So having the
Right.
knowledge, having the understanding helps to deal with the emotional stress and then you guys can walk them through them. So or walk them through that. Joseph, for anyone worried about tax issues right now, where can they connect with you and your team to get expert guidance?
The best place is my website, reyesaccounting.com. That's REYES accounting.com. All my contact information is there. And we're just outside of Philadelphia. I have clients all over the country now because we do Zoom meetings and electronically working with every single state in the union. We're fortunate enough to be able to take advantage of modern day technology and service clients all over the place.
Well, thank you. Coming up next, why putting off retirement planning can cost business owners their future and how to start today. Stay with us. We'll be right back with clear explanations, practical advice, and the legal insights you need without the jargon. This is In Plain Legal on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm DNA High Easton, and you're watching In Plain Legal on Now Media Television. Let's continue breaking down the law together. Welcome back to In Plain Legal. We're here with CPA Joseph Reyes, and now we're talking about something many entrepreneurs avoid, retirement planning. Too often, business owners work endlessly without creating a safety net, and one day they realize it might be too late. Joseph is here to help us see why planning early is essential. Many entrepreneurs delay retirement planning, risking financial insecurity in the future. Joseph, why do so many entrepreneurs put off saving for retirement even when they know they should?
Yeah, very, very common situation. I think the big one is if I grow my business big enough, when it comes time to retire, I can sell it and get a pretty penny for it. So to that, I will respond. There, back in the early 1900s, there were people who ran businesses, maybe renting out horses and carriages. And then came the automobile. And the next year they were out of business, right? Right now you have this awesome amount of technology all over the place. The whole landscape is changing. Even my industry, the accounting and bookkeeping and tax industry, we're seeing massive changes going on. With artificial intelligence, you don't know what your business is going to look like in 5, 10, 15, 25 years. So big mistake is to not sock away something now on a regular basis in preparation for retirement, because your industry may go out of business. A lawyer friend of mine actually told and made a good observation a few years ago when drones hit the market, and the drones had cameras on them. Well, he said in one fell swoop that helicopter pilot and the attendant cameraman for the news channels just lost their jobs, right? Because all you need is a drone to take a picture of what's going on, you know, on a traffic, you know, situation or an accident situation. So it can happen so easy that the business that you think you have now is great, it's going to be around in 20, 25 years. Not a good idea.
You know what? That makes a lot of sense. You know, it's interesting because I feel like I see a lot of that also with even my practice with my estate planning, right? Like people know they need to get estate plans, but they just don't do it because of a variety of factors that are kind of along the same lines that most entrepreneurs have with putting off saving for retirement. So, I mean, what retirement tools are available to small business owners that they may not know about?
Well, one of the things that I enjoy informing people about, it takes so many people by surprise. Now, I ask people, you know, what is your biggest expense in your life? And I would say probably 90% of the people I talk to will say, oh, my mortgage. I'm like, really? Well, okay, how much did you pay, you know, to the bank for mortgage payments last year? $50,000. I'm like, okay, take a look at your tax return. There's a line on your tax return. It is called the total tax line. That is what the tax is before withholdings are applied, before estimated tax payments are applied. Like, what is your tax, total tax? After all the income is calculated, after all your deductions are calculated, what is the tax? And for a lot of people, the tax is the biggest expenditure of their lives. So that right there is what you need to nail down. If you're a business owner, you have a great tax shelter. There are many opportunities for you to control that tax. So I would say taxes are the number one killer of wealth. So reduce your taxes, take tax savings, put them in a retirement account. you have like something called the self-employed retirement account. It's called the SEP, SEP, and you can put money into that. It's a pre-tax deduction, and it's a tax, it's deductible from your business income. A solo 401k, a regular 401k, something, you have defined benefit plans like a pension plan. You can have your own pension plan. It's a little rich, you know, it may require a lot of money too, but if you're up in age and you're nearing retirement and you don't have enough saved for retirement, you can create a retirement plan. It takes about 5 or 10 years that it's a pension plan that you could load up with a whole bunch of cash and get ready for retirement. So kill the tax, take the tax savings and dump them into retirement accounts and go to town. And then of course, the investing of that money, you know, where do you want to put it? You don't want to put it in an interest-bearing account. You want to put it in the stock market, and you want to put it in safe investments, and so you can pile on the strategies to get to have a shot at getting a pretty good retirement fund when you hit 70, which is currently, I think, the retirement age nowadays.
So what you're saying is that smart tax planning today can create a more secure retirement tomorrow.
Yeah, no doubt. It's the number one killer of wealth. You know, you kill the tax, you dramatically increase your chances of accruing a good amount of wealth. And then you need time for, you know, for the dollars to work for you. But yeah, tax planning, that's my big thing is tax planning.
I love that. So, what role does disciplined accounting play in making consistent retirement contributions?
Yeah, well, if you're not maintaining your books, you don't know where you stand. Things are a mess all the time. You don't really know what you have available to yourself to sock away, you know. And you may, and I get it. Listen, I get it. I see it all the time, you know. But you're just trying to get by the day, you know. It's like, I just want to get through this day. I just want to get through this month, this year, whatever. And you don't have it together, and then you don't know what's going on. You don't know how much you should be socking away. All you know is that at the end of the year, you might have a pleasant surprise or an unpleasant surprise. And then you don't know if you should be, how much you should be socking away for a retirement plan. So having good set of books on a monthly basis, can't do it monthly, at least, you know, quarterly, but you know where you stand and then start socking money away. But if you don't know where you stand, you don't know what you can sock away, and everything's flying blind. So it's like driving without a windshield wiper. You can't see where you're going.
That makes sense. So what is, a simple first step that any owner can take if they've never started saving for retirement before?
Well, today it's so easy to you it is now 5:30 my time. I can get online and within half an hour by 6 o'clock, I can have an account, a retirement account set up with Vanguard, Fidelity, you know, Schwab, whoever. It takes nothing to set up an account and then link your bank account to these, you know, retirement accounts and start automating, socking away $100 a month, $200 a month, and just get it going. And then watch as time starts to accrue, you'll see the dollars start to increase. And if there's interest or gains from the stock market, like dividends coming in from blue chip companies, you'll start to see it pile in, get reinvested. And over a period of time, you start to see it grow. Compounding, it will be your best friend. The younger you are, the more friendly it is for you. But that's a simple way to do it. It's not complicated. You don't need a broker. You don't need a third party intervention. You know, you can just talk to your accountant and say, how do I do this? I do this for stuff for people all the time. Like, okay, let's just go online and just get it done. It's not hard, but you have to be intentional about it. It just doesn't happen for you. You have to be intentional.
That makes a lot of sense. And so, as you heard today, guys, Joseph does it all the time. So, you know what that means? You got to find Joseph so he can help you out with your tax planning. He can help you out with your accounting services and all of your bookkeeping. I've really enjoyed my conversation with you, and I'm just very happy that we're able to talk about this in front of the viewers so that they can have some insight that you've been sharing today. Stay with us. Next, we'll wrap up by talking about how to move from financial chaos to true confidence in your numbers. Stay with us. We'll be right back with clear explanations, practical advice, and the legal insights you need without the jargon. This is In Plain Legal on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm DNA High Easton, and you're watching In Plain Legal on Now Media Television. Let's continue breaking down the law together. Welcome back to In Plain Legal. Don't miss a second of this show or any of your Now Media TV favorites, streaming live and on demand whenever and wherever you want. Grab the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our lineup of bilingual programs in both English and Spanish. Prefer podcasts? Listen to In Plain Legal anytime on the Now Media TV website at www.nowmedia.tv. Covering business, breaking news, lifestyle, culture, and more, Now Media TV is available 24/7, and so the stories you care about are always within reach. As we close today's episode, Joseph and I are tackling the ultimate goal for any business owner: financial clarity. When you finally move from chaos to clarity, you don't just gain control of your numbers, you gain peace of mind, confidence, and freedom. Business owners often feel lost in their finances, creating stress and limiting growth. Clarity changes everything. Joseph, let's talk about it. How can a business owner shift from financial confusion to financial confidence?
Well, it comes back to what we talked about earlier, you know, just having your books. I know bookkeeping is not the most exciting, topic in the business world, but, you know, and any successful business owner, any successful CEO, they'll tell you that you got to know what the numbers look like. If you are the owner of a small diner, you are the CEO of that diner. It's not as glamorous as being the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, but you're still in the same position as the president of IBM. You're running a company. And so you need data that helps you make good decisions. And that data are your books. It's not the feel, because you may feel like you're making money, you may feel like things are going good, but you know, maybe you're missing something. You know, the brain can get overwhelmed and you could have a blind spot. And then when it comes time to figure out where you are, you completely forgot something that could have been a major or material part of your business, and then your calculations are just way off, and now you're worse off than you thought you were. So the confidence comes from clean data. You cannot make good decisions. Whether you're a business owner or you're running a family, a household, whatever it is, you got to have the data and the knowledge of what's going on in order to make good, clear decisions. Once you have the good data, you can make clear decisions, and now you can start making good decisions. You can start thinking maybe outside the box. Maybe you could be thinking, you know, wow, we're doing way better than I thought, you know, and start thinking, well, clearly this is a better business than I thought it was, or we're doing way worse than I thought, and I need to course correct. Maybe I have to let somebody go. Or if I want to grow, maybe I have to hire one or two more people. You can't do this stuff without having the numbers in front of you. So it's absolutely critical to have that data. That's your bookkeeping.
You know, that's amazing, because bookkeeping is very important, and that kind of leads to kind of, I'm assuming, monthly reconciliation. It's good to look at least monthly. But what are some daily or weekly habits that can make the biggest difference in financial clarity?
Well, like me, you know, I come in the morning, I boot up my computer, and I'm checking my bank accounts, I'm checking my credit card accounts, I'm looking to see, you know, did somebody charge me something material that they shouldn't have charged? Where do I stand? Did certain clients pay the bills? You know, maybe I have a project I'm trying to work on, and I don't want to move until I have X dollars available for that, and I'm budgeting for it. So I'll wait. So a few minutes every day, or at a minimum every week, you know, maybe on a weekend, you go into your bank accounts, you're looking around, making sure that you understand what the cash flow is looking like. That simple thing can keep you from getting ripped off by a criminal bookkeeper a criminal accountant or financial professional that you're working with. It happens so often, and I'm amazed at how many business owners will automatically trust their financial person and then only to find out, they've been getting ripped off. So something as simple as checking your bank accounts and credit card accounts on a regular basis, at least once a week. Your monthly bank reconciliations and your credit card reconciliations. Keep your books clean. Know what's going on. And if you can't get it done for whatever reason, at least you're checking your accounts and you think you're saying to yourself, I recognize that, I recognize that, I recognize that, and you know that at least everything that's coming to your financial products, if you will, are recognized and they're already somehow in your calculus. But then nothing's going to beat really getting your books done on a monthly basis. That is the gold standard, and we recommend you keep to it if you can. If you can't, then every 2 months, maybe every 3 months, but don't go a whole year.
Right. And in the event that that does happen, having a trusted accountant changes the way owners can make decisions, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're CPAs, I think even to this day are considered the most trusted financial advisor of business owners. We're licensed by the state that we operate in. If we operate in multiple states, we may get licensed in multiple states. We have to go through a lot of training every year. 80 credits of training you have to go through is it's a pretty high standard. So we're well trained. We just and we have a specialty. We go out and get the training for that specialty. So we're considered a very trusted advisor, very knowledgeable. Do we make mistakes? We make mistakes. Sorry, we're human beings. We make mistakes. But generally speaking, you want an accountant that's going to come alongside of you to give you some guidance. So we're not a partner, but a good accountant is not just a numbers person. A good accountant is a guide, somebody you can, throw ideas at, somebody you can say, hey, I've got this investment coming that I have to make. How do I make it in the most tax advantageous way? How do I, and when do I do it? Do I do it on December 31st or do I do it on January 1st? Because it'll affect the year that, you're reporting on. So we can guide people towards making decisions at a certain time, yes or no, things of that nature. So a really good accountant is going to be a partner in a way and a guide. That's what you want.
I love that. And you heard that, viewers, okay? Joseph is a good partner and a guide. So, I
I
mean,
am.
what? Go ahead. What were you gonna say? I'm sorry.
No, I
Yeah,
am.
you are. You are. What emotional relief comes when owners finally know exactly where they stand financially?
Well, anybody who's married knows that sometimes marriage can be hard.
That's an understatement.
Now throw financial chaos into the mix, and good luck to you, right? So, knowing where you stand with your books, knowing whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, knowing where you stand eliminates a lot of the stress, because it's not when you don't know where you stand. There's a big question mark about your whole life. You're in business to make money, right? Pay the bills. And if you can't do that, or you do it and then knowing in the back of your brain that I hope this is the right decision, because if this is the wrong decision, that's going to blow up over there. And if I do this, that's going to blow up over there. And the spouses do not want to know that you made crazy decisions, unless they're in on the decision, which is ideal, right? I mean, you're both in agreement, that's ideal. But if you do not have a handle on your finances, you're always walking on rice paper and thin on eggshells. You're always worried, and you're going to be waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning in the cold sweats, terrified, and the stress is going to overtake you. And then you're going to be like me, white hair, balding, and aging out, and thinking to yourself, what have I done to my life? That's not me now, but I did lose a lot of hair over the years. The stress gets you, and I'm a big nutrition guy, and don't get me started on that, but I learned the hard way. You got to watch what you're doing to your body and your brain if you want to have a peaceful night's sleep and if you don't want to have a nervous breakdown. So get your books in order, work with a good accountant, and be organized, and then tell you, of course, if you have a spouse, tell your spouse or tell your family, whatever it is. But this money thing is driving people crazy. I have seen people suicidal over money. And I'm like, well, you don't need to go there. We can fix this, you know. And I actually took somebody off the shelf, off the cliff one day, who's about to be past us, not with us. And the IRS worked with us, and we figured out the ways to bring sanity to somebody's financial life. Is it serious? Yes, it's serious. But you can't. This is America. You can come back.
So what you're saying is that having the clarity in the numbers basically frees entrepreneurs to focus on growth, focus on their family, focus on their long-term goals, all of the things, right?
It's critical.
Joseph, this has been incredibly valuable. Where can viewers go to connect with you and learn more about your services at JL Reyes Accounting and Tax CPAs?
Yeah, thank you. My website has everything you need. It's reyesaccounting.com, Reyes as in Sam. So reyesaccounting.com. It's got all my contact information. We are nationwide. We have operations around the world, actually, and clients all over the country. And we're very technology oriented, so we can manage any client any place in the country. So it's easy to get a hold of me that way.
Joseph, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom today.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here. It's good to see you.
You too. From messy books to IRS letters, retirement planning, and ultimately finding confidence in your numbers, you've given us practical and powerful steps to take control of our finances. To our viewers, remember, clarity isn't just about surviving tax season. It's about building a future with confidence and freedom. I'm your host, DNA High Easton. This is In Plain Legal on Now Media TV. Until next time, keep your finances clear and your future secure.